Het proces van het schrijven van muziek is voor elke componist anders. John Williams schrijft bijvoorbeeld zijn muziek achter de piano. Hans Zimmer gebruikt Cubase en Howard Shore schrijft zowel in noten als achter de piano. Brian Tyler heeft zijn eigen proces achter de computer, maar in gedachten is hij altijd bij het orkest.
I like to freewheel and write music is flowing and as analog as possible. Even though it's in a computer, it allows you to kind of just record as if you're recording on tape. And you can be loose, which I like.
Bij het schrijven achter de computer komt veel kijken, zoals het zelf bewerken van je geluid met plugins.
I don't really have a favorite plugin. I use so many. Certainly, you know, there's the basics like reverb and EQ, I think are the most important compression. Anything that just you can do to slightly tweak the sound of instrument to get it to how you like.
Brian Tyler is bekend geworden dankzij zijn muziek voor Avengers Age of Ultron, Iron Man 3, Thor The Dark World, maar vooral door zijn muziek voor de Fast and the Furious films.
For the Fast Five theme, that's one of the few themes I've actually written first on the drums to get the rhythm. To get something that was almost like a calypso kind of thing going, it's like a very cut time type of rhythm. And then added chords over it that would punctuate the rhythm of the drums and go with that. And then it just kept growing. And then I wrote the orchestra on top of that. And then the orchestra became more complex and had melodies over it and everything like that.
Door eerst het ritme te bepalen en daarna pas de akkoorden en muziek van het orkest toe te voegen, is het een score geworden met ontzettend veel tempo. Het schrijfproces is een wezenlijk verschil met het schrijven voor een orkest.
I think when writing for orchestra, the thing to remember is that you do not want to be limited by the constraints of your sample computer. The tendency is to avoid writing in a certain way just so the sampled version of the piece sounds really good. The problem with that is you're not taking advantage of some of the amazing things that orchestra can do, like very fast violin melody lines or things like that, or certain kinds of brass articulations. And you don't want to avoid those because that's what makes orchestra sound so great. So if I know I'm going to record it later, I will write it thinking of the musicians and how they're playing. And certainly don't write it around the computer. Otherwise, you're basically just making an orchestra copy a computer. And it should be the other way around.